This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I thought Brian was drinking on the job. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
He came in and saw a can.
What do you got? You got a Diet Mountain Dew.
Yeah, I brought it with just for looks. It hasn't been opened yet.
No, it hasn't.
It's just kind of sitting there.
I thought he was drinking on the job.
He gave me a look like...
Is that like a current can or is that one you brought from your office that's just... It's been sitting there for 30 years.
Attaboy, Angel.
It's actually fresh.
It is. Okay. It's very cold.
Yeah. The cheese, on the other hand, that's...
There's no mold on the cheese.
Yeah, no, it's all right.
All right. I did. And is it bad that my first question was, where's mine?
Are you having a, where's mine? That's
right. Just a shout out to, or a reminder, or new information possibly. I don't know what it is. Brady Hull, host of The Hull Show, will not have a show today. Out of all of the times of the year, Brian.
Aww. With the Nuggets playing for a possibility of going to the finals tonight.
He draws jury duty. And he's not getting kicked. He's like the perfect juror.
Oh, absolutely.
He's the most honest dude. He cannot tell
a
lie.
He is the guy on the show.
Does he show
jury
up in a
duty.
Suit?
No, he doesn't. Nope. He's right now slacks, polo, guarantee it. Take it to the bank.
Not a tie?
No tie.
I feel like Brady would take it super serious.
Oh,
and,
he
like,
will.
Dress up in a full suit.
No,
he's wearing a cape.
I don't know if he owns a suit. Yeah, he could have a cape.
He might be wearing a cape.
He could have that. But
with his Nuggets shirt underneath all of
his. I guarantee he's still got the Jokic socks on. He's got Nugget socks for sure on. But no whole show today, Brady drew jury duty. What a horrible time to draw jury duty as a sports talk host.
We're sorry, Brady.
Yes, yeah.
We are, but he'll do a fine job if he gets picked.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way he's not getting picked.
He'd probably be the foreman of the jury.
That's what I'm saying. If you've seen the show Jury Duty, the one guy who didn't know what was going on, that will be Brady.
He gets so nervous when he gets out by himself, too. It cracks me up. If we're driving to the same place, he could literally be the vehicle behind me. He'll be on the phone. Where do we turn in at? I'm like, I don't know, man. I've never been here either. Oh, no. And he's freaking out about it. So when he's a... But I wish we had
I'm
a
very
crew.
Similar to Brady because
oh, yeah.
you have to are. Lead both of us
yes.
around.
Yes, I do. It's like you guys are my show ponies is what you are. All right, we've covered a lot on the front page. We've got a lot of the main news stories out of the way, but let's have a little bit of fun here, and I've got a story to throw into.
Oh, yay.
It's time for
Backpage News.
News team, assemble!
Yeah.
Headline reads, cow washed away in floods, hoofs it and ends up at KFC. Funeral home discovered woman presumed dead is still alive. The Animal Welfare Board of India says that hugging cows will bring emotional richness and increase individual and collective happiness. 700 pounds of acorns, 20 to 25 feet high, were stuffed in the home's chimney.
All right, I'm going to get my story out of the way, then we're going to let Brian go here. I just want to get this one out. A trio of orcas are working together now, Brian. We know that they swim in, is it pods? Is that what they're called?
Yes.
I'm getting head nods from both of you guys.
Yes, it is a pod.
So orcas are terrifying. Can we all agree on that? Terrifying animals.
Well, they're called killer whales.
Terrifying. Well, off the coast of Spain, they have sunk yet another yacht that they've been going through. This is the latest
working
in the string
together.
Of similar incidents involving the marine mammals in European boats. You thought the Europeans were just pissed off about the Facebook thing. Now they've got three killer whales are on to them as well. One larger than the other two rammed into the yacht on May 4th that ended up sinking this boat. The two little orcas observed the bigger one's technique, and with a slight run-up, they too slammed into the boat. So they think that this is a mother training its children
How to kill humans.
Create chaos. Since 2020, there have been continuous reports of orcas having these kinds of interactions with boats in the Strait of Gibraltar. And the water. No.
Okay.
Chipotle. It's the Strait of Chipotle. And the waters around Spain's Galicia region. The researchers who co-authored a paper on the phenomenon that was published last year told Live Science that he only knew of three instances since 2020 in which orcas had fully sunk a boat. He also noted that the vast majority of vessels are left in peace, but they're coming up and slamming into it. In 2022, orcas sank two sailboats, one in July, one in November, off the coast of Portugal. Everyone was rescued, no injuries. But goodness, man, being on a yacht or a boat out there and three orcas start slamming into the bottom of it, that is why I don't go into the ocean.
Did they go see the new Avatar and just... Get inspired by those whales?
Yes,
That's a good point.
they're
going to get out in front of this stuff.
They just keep doing this, and they say the reason behind it is they think that main one, the big one, had a bad experience with the boat. So I don't know if people were messing with it. I don't know if they got caught up in the udder. I don't know. Rudder is the word I was looking for. Cow's on the brain.
You know, we're having some trouble with this ship's udders.
Yeah.
Did somebody go down? Do we have a cowboy on board? Yeah. This thing needs to be milked.
They say that traumatized orca is the one that started this behavior of physical contact with the boat, and now it is spreading to other orcas. So stay out of the water. Just period. I don't care where you are. Stay out of the water because there's orcas and they are pissed.
Are they going to attack at SeaWorld? Now that splash zone is going to get more dangerous where you go and see Shamu.
It's kind of a
terrible... I think Shamu is the godfather in this situation.
I believe you're right.
Yes.
We've gathered all the families together. The orcas.
We're
going to
be very
whales.
Strategic about what we do.
That's...
We're going to start with the Europeans.
I wanted to try it. I've never tried that voice. You guys nailed it. All right, so there's my one story for Backpage News. I'll get the hell out of your way now,
Keep
Brian.
Your kids in school.
He's a nice kid, really. Just has some issues. He had an incident with a boat.
Mikey's been a problem.
That problem, shall we say, is no longer existent.
Him and his kids. They're doing this stuff.
That turned kind of, I don't know where that one went, that left Brando and went to some kind of evil, sinister cartoon character.
Yeah, it's all the same. Don't mess with the whales.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it comes down to. All right, last night, American Idol wrapped up season number 21, have named another winner. I haven't followed this in quite a few years.
Who are even the judges? Is it still Katy Perry and Luke Bryan and all those guys?
Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie. Yes. Iam or Iam Tonji is the winner. He's
John Tonji is the winner, huh?
No, he's a, he was a big Hawaiian singer.
Hawaiian. I've seen this dude.
You probably have. He took on Megan, who was another finalist, who lost because she sang a Journey classic. She apparently nailed a Journey song in the final, but people were chanting this Iam Tonji or Tongi's name. I should have watched it so I would know. I know that my niece was around Hawaii and has seen this guy and said that he is the greatest singer she has ever seen in her life.
Really? Angel, can you maybe find some stuff from
18-year-old high schooler.
He's in high school?
18 years old. Beat another, I think, high schooler, this country singer. Yeah, another 18-year-old. This is why these shows, I'm telling you, they rarely produce big stars.
Right.
There's been some, but for the most part, it's like, a competition about singing, not about artistry.
Yes, this guy's not going to go on to have a huge career, unfortunately.
He will definitely have a following, which all of these do, and enough to make
a
living.
Years.
And there are still guys who, once you get on that show, you can do little shows all over the country for the rest of your dang life.
Who's the guy who sings Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
That is... He passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not even going to try and say his name. No, I'm going to kick you. I know that.
Okay.
But yeah, from what I've heard, he kind of got that same feel to his music,
yes.
right? And,
yes.
And, you know, I would assume Hawaiian or something of that nature with this guy. And they've all kind of got that same sort of sound to him. Do we got some? Let's hear a little bit from,
sure.
from the winner of American Idol 2023.
Ooh. Hear that ukulele a little bit?
Yeah. That is not an 18-year-old voice. And
I'll be with you.
I gotta look into this guy.
Yeah.
Gotta look into this guy. I should have been watching. That was a goosebumper, to be honest.
I got him too. I don't know what in the
that
hell.
That is soulful. That can't be taught. That is everything I just said about not finding artists. That guy sounds like he may have changed
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he could be.
Because that's something special right there. Wow. Well, it looks like for fans of the show, another great season. And obviously an incredibly talented winner. That
yeah,
was very, very nice.
He was awesome.
Yeah, did you see that the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is changing its name?
I showed. Yeah, we were talking about this off air a couple days ago. The Frankmobile?
Yes, they're doing it temporarily, is what they're saying, because they're going to be putting, you know, stickers on it that say the Frankmobile and please don't lick is going to be put on there. Because they're going to be so scrumptious, you're going to want to eat it.
I'm thinking
this is a good time. If you're using that slogan, great time to get rid of the Wienermobile name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We as a society finally figured out that it was just weird to have a rolling vehicle called the Wienermobile.
Yeah, yep.
That I thought we just kind of like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. But they did say that they're not saying that this is permanent.
No, it's going to be one of those that the Wienermobile will come back.
Like IHOP.
After the Frank.
Remember International House of Burgers?
I can tell you that years ago, Todd Harding got to ride in the Wienermobile and got a wiener whistle. And it was one of the greatest.
We can't do this if and not expect
ever,
you to giggle, dude.
I know, but it was one of the greatest things that he had ever achieved. Hey, I talked about the show Jury Duty when we were talking about Brady Hall. One of the people who was in the show Jury Duty is James Marsden,
okay.
The actor. He said that he is considering marketing the world's worst low-quality tequila. To try to mock the celebrities who have their own tequila. He said, I want the bleepiest tequila I can find. He said, with George Clooney, Kendall Jenner, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, all have launched tequila brands. He said, I want it to be the crappiest tequila I can find. Plastic bottle with a piece of masking tape on it that says tequila, and it's $6 a liter. This tastes like crap, Marsden's tequila, but it'll get you messed up. He said that would be, paraphrasing, that will be the tagline on his advertising campaign.
I like where he's going with it. I like the idea of it. I would buy it just because of what the stand that he's taken and poking fun at people. I like that.
I do too. $6 bottle of tequila. That's rough.
Yeah.
That's going to be rough.
Yeah, you better drink some of George Clooney's tequila before you switch over to the Marsden tequila.
Which, by the way, is fantastic.
Excuse me. It is? I haven't had it before.
Casamigos?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
What is Codigo? Have you had George Strait's?
Oh, I certainly have.
Is it worth a damn?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty damn good. And maybe it's just because I love George Strait, but it's really good. Mm.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe someday we can start our own branded tequila.
That I'm totally down with that. All right. I'm trying to find. I had a list of favorite drunk foods in each U.S. state.
All right.
All right. These are the ones that we go to after a night of hitting the bar or whatever. What do you suppose Alabama's number one drunk food is?
I'm going to go with hard-boiled peanuts.
That would probably be a good guess, but guess a place where you go.
Place? Oh, Waffle House.
Yep. There's, it's right
100%.
There. 100%. 100% Waffle House.
It's a Waffle Home.
There was no... In the state of Colorado.
Taco Bell.
McDonald's.
Yeah. I figured it was one of those two.
Yep.
Oh, dude, you can't beat McDonald's. After.
I know you can't, but it's just...
Yeah, you knew that was going to be the most popular one, though.
It was.
Dude, those quarter pounders just... Not even the quarter pounders. The single little
just the regular old cheeseburger.
Those smack when you're
yeah.
allegedly they're really good when you've had a couple.
That's what I've heard. Looking through the list, most of the answers are McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah. There's a couple
no
of Burger
Bells?
Kings. There's a Denny's. I'm surprised there aren't more Taco Bells.
Yeah, because normally you blow all your money at the bar, and then you're like, I can afford
a taco.
Yeah,
that's it. But it's McDonald's is overwhelmingly the number one answer, followed by Burger King.
Well, it's just McDonald's just so greasy, man. Is that grease that you're looking for? Yeah.
It is.
I'm hungry now.
No, but there, yeah, I'm looking through. I do not see a single Taco Bell, which is very surprising because that tends to be the most grabbed, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
But apparently I'm wrong. Huh? It is McDonald's. So if you've had too many and find yourself at McDonald's or ordering it for delivery, which would be the thing to do.
Yes.
That would be it. The only change, now I'm looking through Texas, is Whataburger.
Yeah, which is, Angel's rolling his eyes at. Why are you rolling your eyes at that?
Did you like
delicious.
That? Oh, it is delicious.
Oh, it was good.
Love Whataburger.
Oh, and I found.
Do you like it better than In-N-Out?
Oh, yeah.
Is that just because the South versus like California?
No, but I mean, I've tried both, and In-N-Out was just not as much, not as good. Whataburger's just, that's good food.
That's the
In-N-Out's
slogan.
Like, and oh, I gotta be special to eat this food.
So,
I need my hamburger animal style.
Let me
that
just
means.
Clarify. That was just Angel liking the stuff from the South better than what he liked coming out of California.
Well, no, because I had both of them in Texas.
Oh. So you've, okay.
But your bias.
And I had In-N-Out in California last year.
I've never had either. You had either?
I've had In-N-Out. I have not had the Whataburger. But I did find the one state that lists Taco Bell.
That name just clicked in my head. I am so stupid sometimes. Yeah, I'm like, why do they call it that? Oh, Whataburger. God, I'm a moron. All right. Sorry. Anything else, Brian?
I was just going to say, I found
so
the one
useless.
State that has Taco Bell as the favorite drunk.
New Mexico.
Food. It's just north of us.
Wyoming?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That took me too long to respond to
long
it. It
really did. He's
like,
wait a
what's
minute.
Above us?
North Colorado.
South Wyoming?
We're going to get Brady's globe in here for you.
9:23. We need a break so Brian can get his butt kicked. It's Good Morning, Noco. We'll be right back.
Need a bigger break.
Welcome back into the Aloe Fiber Studios.
Hi. Hello. Just found a 12-foot, 1,200-pound shark swimming off South Carolina shore.
Nice. Stay out of the water.
It's really big.
Just don't go in the ocean. It's very simple. It's very simple.
Swimming pools are opening, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it? Is it called the... I'm going to mess this word up.
Yeah, you are.
Something with a TH. Something phobia. That's a what?
Fear of what?
The ocean. Or why bodies of water.
That'd be aquaphobia.
No, Aquaman.
I don't know what that's called.
I can't say that without a list. Thalassophobia.
Are you serious?
A type of phobia characterized by a persistent and intense fear of deep water, such as an ocean or a lake.
That is me, 1,000%. I can't even like the images that popped up just creep me out. I don't know what it is.
So when you go to a beach, how far out do you go in the water?
Knees. That's it. I won't go. Maybe chest if the water's clear. That's it. Like at the lake, even freaked out. I don't like being in lakes unless I can touch the I'm standing up. I will not jump in the middle of a lake.
Have you ever felt something swim between your legs?
100%.
Is that why you don't go in?
No, this was long before this.
This happened at a young age.
Yeah, even during even at pools. Even in the dark part of the
pool.
The deep part of the pools, man.
Turn the lights on first.
Go underwater and I'm just creeped out. Yeah.
Just imagining the shark swimming behind you.
Thalassophobia. It's a real thing. I've got it.
Oh, I know you do. I just didn't know there was a name for it. I thought it was just technically a wuss.
No.
Okay.
It's not. It's not at all. I had something. You got something in this segment?
Oh, well, now that you mention it, Tanner.
I'll just do a live read. We need a break.
I did. No.
I love it. You give a little bit of hope in the. Oh, that's what I was going to do. I was going to read a text that came in talking about your back page news. That's what I was going to do, Brian.
I had plenty of things.
Somebody texts McDonald's is for hangovers, Taco Bell is for when you're intoxicated. I tend to more subscribe to that philosophy.
I never really thought of it where it fell into the spectrum of the intoxicated evening. I don't know. Hey, all the kids who are getting out of school, congratulations. Parents, get ready. That's
for what?
That's it for them to be home.
Yeah.
Which changes a lot of things, changes a lot of routines. I know my son, my grandson, Zayden, finished last week and he came home with all of his school stuff. First, he was an hour late from school. And we're like, what the hell? He said, I was hanging out with the teacher. Him and another kid were hanging out afterwards and helping them get the classroom all taken down and all that stuff. And he comes home and he goes, I got 4 Kleenex boxes. They were empty, but he wanted them because he's building a robot out of Kleenex boxes. He keep bringing home these empty Kleenex boxes. And then he had this big bag with it. And I said, what's that? He said, Craisins. I said, are these all the ones you couldn't sell on your black market thing that you were doing during recess? Yeah. He's got...
He's going somewhere.
He is.
I don't know if it's Harvard, but he's going somewhere.
It's some community college somewhere.
That made me feel better. I knew I was treading on dangerous grounds there, but he's certainly going somewhere.
That's brilliant.
Is there something that I can, because I need to get prepared to have my teacher back at the house for the summer. I don't have a kid coming home from school. I've got a fiance. That means
Jenna's got you all summer long, huh?
Yeah.
This, I need to turn you on to some Mosher Funeral and Cremation Service. If Jenna just has had it, I know these are the people she'd call because they'd come up with a real nice service for you and all that. Seriously, they're the only family-owned and operated funeral home in the Greeley-Evans area. They have been helping families properly say goodbye to their loved ones in the fashion that they want for years. Mosher can do a traditional service for you, but if you want to make it something different, something special, that's where they really excel. Give them a call today at 970-330-6824 or online at mosherfuneralservice.com.
932, it's Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. I think everybody out there is saying that the Denver Nuggets got this thing in four. And if they don't have it in four, they've got them in five. A lot of enthusiasm behind the Denver Nuggets in our Happy Life Gardens poll question. I like Jay. She just put some praying hands.
Yeah.
Which, you want me to ruin that emoji for you? That's not what that is.
What is it?
It's a high five.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What? Oh, does the other one have a halo around it or something?
I don't even know if there is one with a halo around it. But this turned into
there's like an emoji face with a halo. But
yeah,
those two hands are a high five.
That's high fiving.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not prayer.
Well, I've been doing that wrong.
Yeah.
So I've been going to church and high fiving Jesus when I should. I had
up
that
here,
wrong.
J-Man.
I bet he never misses awkwardly.
No. It's every time.
You never get redo.
Yeah,
you never get one of those.
quick, we're getting way off the beaten path here.
Well,
but
what,
I'm brain dead
out
this
of
morning
path?
Already.
Exactly.
You know how to fix that, right? When you go for a high five and never miss again?
Look at the elbows.
Look at the elbow. Stare at the elbow, you go for a high five, you're never going to miss again. Even if they mess up badly, you're going to clip enough of their hand where you're like, that was still, we're a little
you
weird,
do
but
the
it was so good.
Miss you high, hit you low?
Oh, yeah. Come back around.
That one's fun.
Yeah, for sure. More high-fiving techniques.
I just generally say, that was awkward. Let's redo that.
Yeah. I don't high-five a whole lot of people.
No, I haven't done that much.
This last week, Brian, I don't know, is that bruise still on my forearm? I was just bruised and battered by 150 to 200-pound calves all week last week.
I know you were taking a beating.
And it did not stop on Friday afternoon. We went down, had lunch, had a couple of beverages, and then I get the call. Dad pops up on my phone, like, this can't be good. And he's like, hey, we're going to have a little bit of a rodeo this afternoon. I'm like, that's fantastic. Head out there, and I've told you we got the three calves that we're trying to put on a nurse cow. And so we're in there. Well, when you wean the calf off of its mom, and its mom's no longer there, it's confused, and it doesn't know if it wants to just get milk from this cow, if it wants to do whatever. And so we're trying to force the cow to stand still, get the calves to start sucking and getting milk. This calf it was running around, and so I tackle it down to the ground. I just lost my temper on it, took it to the ground, and it's sitting on top of me. I've got a hold of it like this.
So it's ground beef.
You gotta stop. You gotta stop. Oh, you did for himself.
Yeah.
So I got a hold of this calf. It's laying on top of me, and my dad and my brother are like, what are you going to do with it now? Because you can't move it. I can't stand up. I'm like, you guys don't want to grab it? And they're like, no, just let it go. So I let this thing go, and it comes back and just head. It knocked me woozy for a second. Head butts me. About, if I didn't have this little flat nose that goes straight down, I don't think my nose can be broken, and that's not a challenge for anyone out there to try it. But it hits me in the nose and in the chin, and I was dazed. I'm on the ground. I'm like, come on now. He's got to be at like a five count. You can get up and get going again. So we get up, and we keep rolling. All right. Get that taken care of. Get one of the calves, start sucking, get in all the milk that it hadn't had for overnight. And it gets so full, it stops, looks over, pukes out all the milk it just ate, starts sucking again. I'm like, that looks like me at the Golden Corral.
That's right.
Later, we have this other calf that we're going to try and bottle feed because Jenna wanted another one. To my dismay and me yelling, saying multiple
times.
Wait
till you have actual kids.
Yeah. This calf is probably 210 pounds, and I'm standing over it. Its head is, you know, in between my legs. I'm holding the bottle. My brother's got the back end of the calf sitting there, and he goes, I'm going to let go of the back end. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I got it. Well, this calf is just tall enough where it's got me lifted off the ground, and it decided it's making a sprint for it, and it takes off, and instead of lifting my left leg up and letting it run under me, I'm like, I'm going to ride this thing out.
So you clamped around its neck?
No. I laid back flat. I'm flat on this calf, just like a starfish, heading out of this shed. And I'm like, it's going to hurt real bad when I fall off of this thing out there. So I'm riding out. It gets to the right to the open face of the shed. I reach over and put my boot on the kick off on the door. And I come down right on the back of my head. I was like, nice, man. I'm a cowboy now. That was my first 8-second ride. That was a qualifying ride right there. I think I get a re-ride because it was a 200-pound calf that I was on, not an 1,800-pound bull. So there's one more story for you from
I would
adventure.
Have loved to have seen this.
Everybody there said, oh, they were so mad that nobody got it on camera.
I would really like that.
Every one of them. And it was like one of those, it was no, are you good? It was just laughter, tears coming out of everybody's eyes saying that was worth the price of admission right there. It was. Let's just say I could have used some McDonald's at the time, too, after our list that we talked about.
Sure you could have. That sounded like an episode of Letterkenny. Didn't it?
It's close. Just not the Canadian accent. 9:40. We're going to talk some Denver Nuggets on the other side. But first, bottom of the hour news and Weather Center. Nine 9:45, the time this morning. Thanks for being with us. Carmelo Anthony has officially retired from the NBA. I actually really liked his retirement video that he posted out there. I was
very
watching
classy.
That. Yeah,
very
it was.
Classy.
It was more of a. It was you know, my legacy will always and forever be my son, and it was almost like a hype video for his son as well, because it's like, I'm passing the torch to you now. And I thought that was pretty cool. I am far from a Carmelo Anthony fan. He annoyed the hell out of me when he was with Denver. I didn't like the style of play that the Nuggets had to play around him, because it was, hey, give me the ball and then clear out. It was just, it was iso ball 98% of the time. And it drove me insane. But you can't help but think about just how good of a player he was, and how he took that Nuggets team and had some great years. Also, I can't believe how well George Karl handled that team. But where does he rank all time as a Denver Nugget?
He's top five to me.
Okay. Who, I think he's...
I'm just looking somebody up.
I think he's top three, maybe top two. I think it's Nikola Jokic, number one, Carmelo Anthony, then Alex English, Dan Issel. I mean, that's when... And those are guys that I didn't get a chance to watch, right? So, I don't know, but I know the way that Melo scored, he scored in an elite way and had some team success around him as well.
He did.
I think Carmelo Anthony is a top three Denver Nugget of all time.
I'm gonna go top five. For me, it's Joker, mm-hmm. Alex English, David Thompson. He was incredible well before your time, yeah. But he was he changed basketball in a sense, the way he played the position, and you know, high flying, high scoring guy. So I put him there. Also, I'm going to throw numbers career wise, we're not there, but the impact that Kemba Mutombo had,
yeah,
when he played for the Denver Nuggets, he was a face of the franchise. He was a superstar. You went to go and see him play, smack the ball, and give you the finger wag. You know, so he's one of the more memorable. I don't know. If it comes down to greatest players, though, you definitely have a strong argument for Carmelo being right up there. But I will stick with my Joker, Alex English, David Thompson as the top three.
So Bleacher Report did an article for the top 25 Denver Nuggets of all time. And this was pre-Nikola Jokic and what he's doing. They had Alex English number one, David Thompson number two, and Carmelo Anthony number three on that list, followed by Dan Issel, Lafayette Lever.
Fat Lever.
Dikembe Mutombo at six. Byron Beck.
Yeah, his jersey is hanging in the rafters.
Marcus Camby, which Marcus was phenomenal.
He was an excellent player. I forget him sometimes.
Bobby Jones.
Yeah, another great.
Kiki Vandeweghe.
Yeah, Kiki was, well, he was great in the front office as well.
Then at 11, Ralph Simpson. I don't know a Ralph Simpson. Do you?
I knew Ralph Sampson. Didn't know Simp.
Yeah, yeah. And then number 12 was Nene. Do you remember Nene, Angel?
Oh, absolutely. Brazilian guy. He was back in like the Rodney Rogers time, I think, in that era. But yeah, I remember Nene.
It's interesting. They got Chauncey Billups as number 14 on this list.
He was very good.
He was good. But yeah, you know, he only had 4 years with the Nuggets, 4 or 5 years with the Nuggets. So for him to be at number 14, but I think the fact that he was a Colorado kid and everything like that comes into play there. Which is pretty cool. But I think Melo is right there. And you think of, I remember vividly when the Nuggets traded Melo. And that's what really kind of started to ruin it. Because I was at a Nuggets game. I was at the last Nuggets game that Carmelo Anthony played in.
Oh, wow.
Because he sat out for a couple of games before they got the deal done with the, it was with the Knicks, right? When they shipped him off. And I was excited. I was excited because I'm looking around. You had Ty Lawson's probably not top 25 or anything like that, but he's got to be close up there, you know. And then Danilo Gallinari comes in. Raymond Felton comes in. You remember Raymond Felton?
Remember Andre Miller was very good.
Andre,
back then.
Dude, I had his shot mimicked down perfectly. A little hunchback dude.
He was great.
Pick and roll. He was. But I got excited to see that Nuggets team because it was a team at that point with Danilo Gallinari and company. Angel, Carmelo Anthony, top three Nugget of all time?
Yeah, I'm just looking at like franchise records. Alex English has like 12 plus franchise records right now, so he's definitely up there. Jokic as well. And I'd throw Carmelo in there just because of not only his success on the court, but the impact he had on this franchise at that time when he came in. He was the guy. He was the guy you built your franchise around, and you know that playoff battle with Kobe Bryant in 2009 was legendary. And Carmelo has a weird career in the NBA, but it started in Denver, and he kind of put Denver back on the map in the 2000s. So
100%.
I put him up there, with top three.
I agree with that.
I think he's probably number two at this point, but it's interesting to think of, and we could do the hypothetical game with this forever, but instead I want to tell you right now we got a chance for you to win two Colorado Rockies tickets to tonight's game against the Miami Marlins.
Right now?
Right now, we got thanks to Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service.
Wow.
These seats are, I don't know how to describe them, they're better than just normal seats. It's up at the club level that you're going
to
be at.
That's a great spot to be.
Yep, it is. It's a fantastic spot.
It's going to be a nice night down there.
Great evening down there. Two tickets to tonight's game. Be caller number 5 right now. 970-353-1310. 970-353-1310. Club level tickets. Thanks to Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service for tonight's Colorado Rockies game against the Miami Marlins. Coming into town, you get a chance to see Jazz Chisholm and company from Miami. And the Rockies trying to get things straightened back up after they're coming off a tough series against what was a really tough Texas Rangers game. But I was down there last week. It is an absolute blast to go to these games still.
It is. I was there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And just love going to the ballpark is a blast, and getting great seats for it.
Yeah.
Even better, but getting them free. That's
the best.
As good as it gets.
Caller number 5 right now, 970-353-1310, 970-353-1310. Two Rockies tickets to tonight's game against the Miami Marlins. Let's get a break. We'll come back and wrap it up next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK. .54 the time. Congratulations to Gary. Just won two tickets thanks to...
Way to go, Gary.
Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. Little birdie tells me we may have some for tomorrow's game as well, so make sure you're tuning in tomorrow.
Birds aren't real.
Birds aren't real.
Birds aren't real. The government's full of lies.
It's 100% true. Stickman saying, hey, Tanner, can you... Stickman saying, hey, Tanner, can you just take those tickets and go to the Rockies game so Joker has another historic night?
Yes, yes.
I got berated and bullied so bad for doing that, man. I don't know if I can. As I'm saying that, Jerry Schimmel's texting me, hey, I got some tickets for tonight.
Go. Go. I think I speak for all of us when I say go to the Rockies.
No, I
go
missed an hour of the show last week. Last time I went to the Rockies game.
That's true. So. I'm prepared to cover tomorrow.
Okay, good.
Go ahead. I'll take one for the team.
Yeah. I appreciate your sacrifice, good sir.
Yes.
But we will be having some more Rockies tickets giveaways throughout the summer, thanks to Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. What did we miss today? What did we get wrong? What did we miss? You guys miss anything?
Well, the PGA golf tournament over the weekend, the big winner, Brooks Koepka.
Right.
He held off Victor Hovland, who looked like he was going to make a run for it, and then fell apart.
Where did Tiger finish?
He did not play, but that's very, very nice of you to throw that in there.
And this was like one of the most watched.
He has been winning in court, though.
Wasn't this one of like the most watched golf events, too? And the stories behind Michael Block and Brooks Koepka and the drama there going on. Good for the game of golf, and Tiger Woods is not golfing. Okay, I'll just leave you with that note. Angel hates that take. Brian
still second all time in PGA wins. So
yeah, no, I'm just staring at you like that was dumb.
It's true.
And, I didn't know that. By what did we miss that I was going to give you the opportunity to be an idiot again?
Yeah, no. I as long as this mic's on, man, I have that
you
opportunity.
You have that opportunity there. Thank you very much. I'm guessing your favorite golfer is Bryson DeChambeau because you've got that kind of vibe going with you.
I would say my favorite golfer right now is Brooksy. Is Brooks Koepka. Which he hates when you call him Brooksy. But it's still a phenomenal nickname. I'm going Brooksy. Angel, you brought something up about the WNBA. What did you see on that?
Yeah, Los Angeles Aces head coach. The WNBA started last Friday, and it was obviously the return of Brittany Griner. It's her first time coming back to play. And the LA coach had said in her postgame she was ashamed of the LA community that they didn't show out and sell out the arena for BG's return.
Shut up.
It's It's ridiculous.
That's all I got to say on that.
I don't get it. And hey, Brittany Griner switched up real quick about standing up for that national anthem. She switched up real quick as soon as she got back. And all we had to do was release a national terrorist threat to get her back. And that day, that'll change your mind on standing up for a song that represents the freedoms that this country was built upon. That's all it took. That is just ridiculous. We ever should have sold her. And I'm sorry. I don't know, man. She just absolutely drives me crazy. Because that's all my ESPN highlights were, Brittany Griner making plays on. And I'm like, she made a mid-range jumper. Like, that's, what do you mean making plays on both ends?
And and it keeps coming up, you know, so nobody else goes through, you know, what she did. Well, nobody else should be stupid enough to bring that into
she
Russia.
She broke the law.
That's what I'm saying. It is not somebody who is being held without reason.
Right.
There was reason why she was. Are we happy she got released? Sure. But others should have, too. And
we still got veterans locked up over there, man.
I'm fully aware. I'll go back to my shut up.
Okay. All right.
Nuggets minus three tonight.
I saw Lakers minus three.
Yeah,
Lakers minus three. Yeah, Nuggets plus three.
Take care of things.
Nuggets plus three?
Yes.
Nuggets. Yeah.
This will be done by the fourth quarter.
Straight up, Nuggets win. Look for a good night from Aaron Gordon tonight offensively.
Really?
I'm looking at MPJ tonight.
Me too. I'm more with you.
Both. I think they're going to be going towards Jamal, which is going to open up Michael Porter Jr. and also Aaron Gordon.
Not that I can't read that on air.
Oh,
can't do that. All right, that'll do it for us. Coach Speak is coming up next. No whole show today. Brady is locked away for jury duty, so no whole show today.
Probably going to be like an 8-day, 2-week trial or something like that.
He's going to be so pissed. All right, for Angel Padilla, for Brian Gary, I'm Tanner Schwint. We love you, Northern Colorado. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Quit texting me stuff I can't read on air.